Good morning. The time is 11:31, and I'm Elizabeth Rose.
And I'm Grady, reporting live in the KBPS News Center on Summer Sound 2025.
Can you help catch a suspected arsonist? Portland Fire and Rescue officials are asking for the public's help after a series of several suspicious fires were set in Northeast Portland. It happened near Northeast 7th and Fremont. Investigators tell KGW it's important for everyone to keep an eye out for suspicious activity. Small fires can grow quickly and affect the community. A total of 7 fires were reported early yesterday morning. One caused damage to some trailers and a garage door. If you know anything about the fires, please contact Portland Fire and Rescue.
Everyone is always looking for a way to cool down on hot summer days. Did you know one of the coolest things you can do during summer is go skiing on Mount Hood? In fact, Mount Hood's Palmer Snowfield is the only place you can go skiing during summer in North America. Some of the world's best skiers practice and train here on Mount Hood. Even people you'll be seeing at the Olympics. Shaun White, a gold medalist, and who has been a winter sports ambassador for a long time, was at Mount Hood earlier this month. They also have skiing camp for students so kids can learn how to improve and learn how to go skiing and improve their skills during the summer. Just because it's not winter doesn't mean you can't go skiing.
One of the greatest high school hurdlers in the state of Oregon has committed to Boise State University. In an Instagram post, Campbell Brittenall announced she's continuing her track and field career at the D1 school in Idaho. Oregon Live reports that as a student in Tualatin, Brittenall swept both the 100-meter hurdles and the 300-meter hurdles at this year's high school state championships. Brittenall ran a 13.98 in the 100-meter hurdles this year, which is the third fastest ever for a girl in Oregon. In a post online, she thanked her mom, her coaches, and her teammates for being her wings.
After 40 years working in PPS, Renee Anderson has been recognized by the Oregon Community Foundation, along with 12 other black educators. In the 1980s, Anderson moved from Portland to start a Mathematics, Engineering, and Science Achievement Program, or MESA. In PPS, the program provides underrepresented students the opportunity to learn math and sciences, some of them through after-school summer sessions and field trips. PPS was looking for educators who had experience teaching many kinds of children and had come across Anderson's work. Anderson had been running the MESA program at San Francisco State University, and after enough pressure from the PPS leadership, Anderson moved to Portland. Now, 40 years later, she has made a lasting impact on every student she's taught.
This has been Summer Sound News on KBPS. I'm Elizabeth Rose.
And I'm Grady. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back with your weather forecast right after this.
WorkSource Oregon Employment Department presents Your Career, Your Choice. Ever think about having your own business, being your own boss? If this sounds like something you would like to do, there are a few things to keep in mind. First, choose the right business. Start by considering your special talents and skills. What can you do that you could turn into a money-making business? Getting advice from financial professionals is a good idea. They can help you develop a solid and realistic budget. Self-employed people often work long, hard hours to make their business a success. It's not easy, but it can be very rewarding and a lot of fun. Your career, your choice. A message from WorkSource Oregon Employment Department.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Portland weather.
The forecast for today is mostly sunny with a high of 79 degrees. Tonight we have mostly clear with an overnight low of 58 degrees. Tomorrow we have sunny and a high of 86 degrees. Today we have partly cloudy and 64 degrees in Vancouver. We have partly cloudy and 68 degrees in Hillsboro. And currently we have mostly cloudy and 65 degrees in the Rose City. You are listening to Summer Sound 2025 on AM 1450, KBPS, and KBPS.AM. Thank you so much for listening. I am Razor, your host for today, and here we are with The Offspring, The Kids Aren't All Right. Thank you for listening.